To Watt, second carry for him, gets it to Gale. Again, they've got the numbers if they execute Truman's ball to Wardle. Wasn't the best, and Wardle did well to take it in. If it had been, they're saying he's lost it here, and they're saying now it's a penalty. Joe Wardle spilt the ball again, but hands in. Ryan Hampshire was involved. Ollie Holmes laughs at him as he trots back. Penalty 40 metres out.
Should Luke Gale heel and make it 2-0?
He will. Well, it's his kicking that won the game down at the Mobile Rocket earlier in the season. Five on the clock. Castleford 2, Wakefield 0. You're live on Proper Sport.
A lively opening for both sides, and I say Castleford just looking to it.
10 away, wants to play the ball quickly. It's a scruffy play of the ball. Has he given a knock on? No, it's a penalty right in front of the post. And I wonder here if Castleford are going to take the two. Well, they lead 2-0. No, they are going to take the two, Gary. This is very un-Castleford-like from last season.
You know, you put 2 points extra on the ball from there because Luke Gale won't miss from this position. Very strange.
I mean, it is worth noting Luke Gale's kicking game won them the match at Wakefield, and they may be anticipating, look, he might chuck it down. Let's get the points on the board and play from there. Luke Gale from the identical spot, he kicked the first one, and he does just that. The flags go up. He's still not running freely, Luke Gale. I wonder if he's picked up a dead leg, you know. 13 gone, 4-0 Castleford lead. Here's Watts, cranks it up. And again, his first catch. Well, that was from the back of the knee. From Paulie. Apologies for any language there. And now we've got a stoppage in play. And something's been said here. And Miller's been called out. I wonder if they're going to put this on report. Well, he's given a penalty here. Sends it on its way. And the flags go up. And it is Castleford 6. Wakefield Trinity 0. Fours. They've got numbers to this near side. They've got the far side. It's an awful pass. Ellis with a big miss out pass. And Minikin will score. Great pass, Jamie Ellis. It was a shocking pass from McShane to him. But the big cut-out ball cut out three Wakefield defenders. And finally, Minikin opens up the try-scoring tally. Castleford lead 10-0.
Is he getting Gale's
strapped getting
up
some
here?
Treatment. He sends it on its way. The touches wave it away. So it remains 10 points to nil here. You're live on Proper Sport. We've had 28 minutes on the clock. Well, here's Randall. He's given it the big dummy, and he's dived straight through the middle. It's the softest of soft tries. Well, we said when Randall came on the pitch, he'd make a difference, and he's got Wakefield right back in this game. Castleford 10, Wakefield 4. Oh, has he missed it? He's hit the post. He's missed it from 10 yards out.
He's hit the post and he's come to the corner flag. Shocker. An absolute shocker. But Tyler Randall, he's got Wakefield back into this game.
Yeah, 10 points to 4. Game on. In. And a chance here for Wakefield. Here's Hubie again. Another loopy pass to him. Ball out wide to Ashurst. Out the back to Jowett. Jowett, why did he pass? He was through the gap. Here's Johnston going for the line. And Jowett scores. Now, did Jowett get this down? Referee wants to check. He was right there. What does he say? Try or no try? He's gone for the try. And Wakefield could be back within 2 points.
For mine, this is a try.
Well, they're looking at the obstruction. This is going to be a penalty.
Obstruction. Certainly the way they've started the second half, they've been a better side. Is that the wake-up call Castleford needed?
Milner gets the ball away from the scrum, gets it to McMeekin. McMeekin trying to barge his way through. I think the game's here in this next set of six. If Castleford score, they win the game. They're 10 away. Here now is Cook. Goes route one up the middle. Wakefield are struggling here. They're just struggling to stop the go forward of this big physical Castleford pack. Here, the dive over from Milner, who scored under the post. Soft as you like. And that, to me, Gary, sums up Wakefield. Do all the hard work and then turn it in right when it really matters. Castleford 14, Wakefield 4. Let's try. He does just that. And it's 16 points to 4.
Knock on again.
Free play. McShane's away. McShane scoops up down the sideline. He might have. He's going 60 yards. He's going to score in the corner. McShane wins it for Castleford. Wow, hey, Paul McShane turned on the burners down the left-hand side. And it's game, set and match. Kick to come from the sideline, 20 metres out. Here he comes, the Cast fans will tell us. Touches haven't moved.
Likes it.
Don't need to. 24-4. This is it, it's 24-4. It's all over here. We won't even get the scrum. Robert Hicks says, has a look at the clock, says, leave it there, lads. That'll do. 24 points to 4. Castleford complete the double over Wakefield. They were humiliated last week. They've not been humiliated tonight, but they've been well beaten at the Menderhost Jungle.